Thank you for giving me this opportunity, both Shruti Dharma Prabhu and Pranabandhu Prabhu, because they themselves are such wonderful hosts that they always encourage their... They can speak so many things, but they just encourage us and inspire us to speak so that we have some service. I was recollecting the memories from my childhood. My grandmother, every day we had a culture that before we would eat, you know, we had a place outside the house. There first the food will be kept for the cows, for the dogs, for the crows. And then you sit in the house and whatever is left. She was not a very rich lady. She was a very poor lady. But she would serve first, make sure that first others were served and then she would take. So such impressions, childhood impressions actually make deep culture. If you want our children to learn something, the best way of parenting is children observe whatever you are doing. So when we saw our grandmothers, our parents doing this culture, it is transmitted from generation after generation. Today I was talking to Mataji and she was telling me, Krishnapurna Mataji, that previously the generation would give a lot of donation to manor. But now the new generation which is coming, you know, they don't want to share anything, they don't want to give anything, they want to keep everything for themselves. Because if they don't see this culture, these impressions of giving, and then don't learn that, because in giving, you receive. Also, I was going through Pancharatrika Vidhi, the Archana, deity worship. Deity worship has, in Panchanga Puja, there are five aspects. Abhigaman is first, then Upadan, second, Yoga, third, Ijya, fourth, and fifth is Swadhyaya. Abhigaman is preparing yourself to do deity worship, you know, taking bath, applying tilak, wearing fresh clothes. Upadan is collecting paraphernalia for deity worship, you know, collecting tulsi leaves, flowers, garlands, making the dresses, jewelry, everything ready. Yoga is, you know, establishing yourself in a spiritual identity, doing manasa puja, and seeing that I am the servant of servant of servant, and you think that I am a soul who wants to serve the deities. The fourth is Ijya. Ijya is where 64 upacharas are done to offer the deity worship. And the last is Swadhyaya. So Swadhyaya aspect has two things. Nitya Seva and Naimittik Seva. Nitya Seva is Nama Seva, Tulsi Seva, Shastra Seva and Prasad Seva. And these are important practices so that you become more purified, you know, to increase your purity. And your focus on deity worship, your concentration. So that when you are doing deity worship, it doesn't just become a dry ritual. And what is Naimittik Seva? Naimittik Seva has three aspects. Vaishnav Seva, Atithi Seva, and Dham Seva. And why these three aspects are there? Because Vaishnav Seva, Atithi Seva, and Dham Seva improves your consciousness to perform the deity worship. When you are doing this in a regular life, when you actually come in front of the deities to serve the deities, you are improving your consciousness because you are trying to see presence of Krishna not only in the deities but also in the heart of the Vaishnavas and the heart of the Atithis. I remember many years back hearing first time from His Holiness Sadhana Swami Maharaj the story of Ghanshyam Baba. That we were in Vrindavan, and Maharaj was a young boy of 18 years old in Vrindavan, and he had made friendship with this Ghanshyam Baba. And Ghanshyam Baba had deities of Radha Gopijana Vallabh, and Maharaj at that time would go every day to take darshan of Gopijana Vallabh. And Ghanshyam Baba would always say that, you are the guest of Gopijana Vallabh, and I am the servant of Gopijana Vallabh. And he would have only two rotis, but he would give that roti to Maharaj. Once he had to stay in the night, it was very late and it was very cold. So Maharaj would usually sleep on the bank of Jamuna. But that night Ghanshyam Baba said, why don't you sleep here? And when they were sleeping together, he had only, you know, one blanket. So Ghanshyam Baba was sleeping next to Maharaj and he put that blanket for Maharaj. And Maharaj said, no need, I don't need it. And Ghanshyam Baba said, no, you need it. You are the guest of Gopijana Vallabh and I am the servant of Gopijana Vallabh. So my servant's duty is to serve the guest. And then suddenly, you know, Ghanshyam Maharaj would feel, he would just give the blanket to Ghanshyam Baba. Suddenly in the night he would feel warm and he would realize that Ghanshyam Baba has again put the blanket on him. And then he would again put on Ghanshyam Baba. It went on for quite some time. So Maharaj was telling us, I remember once, that this culture in Braj of treating whoever came to their house as atithi, a guest of the Lord. They did not see that, you know, you are a foreigner or you are just somebody who has come new and, you know, maybe we can give you something. But they would share whatever they have with you. Even now when we go for Barsana Eye Camp, when we are serving the Brijbasis, you know, there is a place in Barsana, there is a primary health center, and there we are, you know, day and night seeing patients, serving them. And you will see the Brijbasis who are staying around, they will come with roti, some butter. If it's Ekadashi, just some simple potato. They are very poor, extremely poor people. But they would always come and want to serve. So this is the mood of Vrindavan, to serve. So Maharaj would always tell, I remember one year in Radha Gopinath, it was a Sunday feast time, and some foreigners had come, and it was around the Sunday feast was over. So nobody was talking to them. You know, they were just seeing here and there, and Maharaj went personally, spoke to them, and then he asked me, can you, you know, do something for them? And then he told me a very important instruction. He said, you see this door, the entrance of Radha Gopinath? He said, anybody who enters this door is a guest of Radha Gopinath, and we are servants of Radha Gopinath. And the duty of the servant is always to serve Radha Gopinath. So same principle here, I have seen that whoever enters this door is actually guest of Radha Gokulanand. And we all are servants of Radha Gokulanand, and the duty of the servant is always to serve the guest. And also we know that our houses, wherever we are staying, I remember once one of my god sister asked my Guru Maharaj that, you know, it's not easy to clean the house every day. My mother-in-law is very strict. He said, you should know that your house is extension of Radha Gopinath. So when you are cleaning your house, actually you are cleaning the temple. The same philosophy we can apply at home, that when we are at home, our houses are extension of Shri Radha Gokulananda. So when somebody comes to our house, they are the guest of Radha Gokulananda and we are the servants of Radha Gokulananda. So if we have this consciousness of seeing presence of Krishna, Paramatma in the heart of every living entity who comes, then our service of serving the guest becomes more purifying. And service is the means of connection with the Lord. When you serve somebody, actually you satisfy the Paramatma in the heart of that person. And when Paramatma in that devotee's heart or that guest's heart is satisfied, the Paramatma in your heart is satisfied. Many times happens as we ladies, we, you know, suddenly unexpected guests come and we feed them, right? And we feed them and everybody eats and sometimes nothing is left for us. But do we feel unhappy or we feel happy? Happy and more satisfied. Because when you serve, Paramatma in your heart is satisfied. Because by serving others, you actually connect to the Lord. I was going through some examples from different scriptures of how different guests were served. So we see that sometimes when you serve guests, you get a lot of benefits, as Kunti Maharani got. Kunti Maharani served the most difficult guest, Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni was so pleased with Kunti Maharani that he gave her the benediction. What was the benediction? He gave her the mantras by which she could invite any demigod and can have children. Similarly, Srimati Radharani, she pleased Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni gave her the benediction that whatever you will cook will be as sweet as nectar and whoever will eat this will never fall sick. And that is why when Yashoda Mai heard this, he said, Radharani has to cook for my Lala. Because I want somebody to cook who will never fall sick. Then let's see some examples from scriptures where they were difficult guests. But still, the host served them very nicely. And I was thinking from Ramayana, the first example came into my mind was Vishwamitra Muni coming to Dashrath Maharaj's house. And Dashrath Maharaj was very happy that Vishwamitra came. But when Vishwamitra Muni asked that I want your son, Ram to come with me in the forest. It was a very difficult decision. But since the guest had come and he had asked something, the culture was you had to fulfill that, his desire. And somehow or other, Dashrath Maharaj not only gave Ram, but also gave Lakshman. And when he did this, what was the benefit? Not only Ram and Lakshman learned so many things from Vishwamitra Muni. It was not that Vishwamitra Muni could not kill all those Rakshasas. But not only they learned so many tricks from Vishwamitra Muni, but they also, Vishwamitra Muni was the one who took them to Mithila and they got married to Sita Maharani and Urmila. Another difficult guess comes in my mind is when Hidai Pandit, who was in Ekachakra, father of Nityananda Prabhu, when Nityananda was 12 years old, a Brahmana suddenly appeared, who was a guest. And Hidai Pandit and Padmavati were serving him very nicely. And when the Brahmana was leaving, he asked, can I ask for your son? I am sannyasi and I am traveling, I need a servant. Can I take your son? It was the most difficult decision for Hidai Pandit and Padmavati to give their son Nityananda, but they gave. This was the height of serving a guest. Then we see another examples. Vasishtha Muni, when King Vishwamitra came with his entourage of 60,000 soldiers in the ashram of Vasishtha Muni. And Vasishtha Muni was a simple Brahmana sadhu, and suddenly a king with so many soldiers came, but he had the facility of Kamadhenu Kav. So he, Kamadhenu Kav, through the whatever food he got, he served Vishwamitra and all the guests, but when he did this guest reception, he came into trouble. Because from that day onwards, Vishwamitra wanted that Kamadhenu. Similarly, we see Ambarish Maharaj. Durvasa Muni came there and he was worshipping, he was offering all respects, but he suddenly went for Jamuna Bath and he didn't come. And then when finally he took some Charnamrit, he was in trouble. But still both this host, they served their guests very, very nicely. Then let us see, sometimes some devotees who have committed, who has actually given so much sacrifice for serving the guest. And the example which comes in my mind is Rantidev. Rantidev was a king who was fasting for 48 days without food and water. And suddenly, when he was about to break his fast with some food, a Brahmana comes. And he asks, can you give me some prasad? And he gives half of the food and he gives little for him. After Brahmana goes, suddenly a Kshudra appears. He said, I am very hungry. Can you please give me some food? And he gives away that prasad. After the Brahmana goes, Kshudra goes, only water was left. And he had not drunk water for 48 days. We all know when it is Nirjala Ekadashi, Narsim Chaturdashi, we just said we are dying for water. And we want to drink water. And water is, it was a time of, it was a very wrong period actually. It was, you know, there was no water available. And Rantidev offered that water because a Chandala came. He said, can I drink this water? And when he is giving that water to Chandala, Srimad Bhagavatam explains the prayers. Parikshit Maharaj is told that what did Rantidev pray? Rantidev prayed, and I'm offering this water to this Chandala, but my only prayer, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is I do not want 8 mystic siddhis. I do not want liberation from the cycle of birth and death. I only have one desire, that I want to remain in this material world till the time a single living entity is suffering. This is same what Vasudev Datta prayed. And he said, I want to accept the suffering of all the living entities. So here we can see that how Rantidev actually sacrificed everything. And suddenly the 3 guests turned into Brahma, Shiva or Narayan. And they gave him the benediction. And last story I would tell from the Ramanujacharya's pastime. And this is the 1000th anniversary of Ramanujacharya. When Ramanujacharya was traveling with all his disciples, and he came to a village where his 2 disciples were staying. One disciple was very rich and one disciple was very poor. So he sent one of his disciples to the house of the rich disciple and informed that, Guru Maharaj has come with all the disciples and they would like to visit your house. So he became so happy, the rich disciple, that he immediately started doing all preparations. So when this disciple came back and told Ramanujacharya that I have already, Guru Maharaj, I have told him that you are coming. See, but how did he treat you? He said, no, he was so excited, so engrossed that, you know, he didn't even realize that I am there. He started making all the preparations. He said, no, but I want to know, how did he welcome you? Did he give you water? He said, no, Guru Maharaj. See, now you go to the house of the poor Brahmana. So when they went to the poor person's house, Yagnesh and his wife Lakshmi, they're very, very poor. And when the clothes they're wearing, there are more holes than the actual cloth. And Yagnesh had gone for begging, so Lakshmi was alone. So when this disciple came and asked that, you know, Guru Maharaj is coming with so many of his disciples, please make arrangements. So she said, please sit down. She offered him water. She offered him place to sit. He said, yes, tell Guru Maharaj to come and I will immediately make preparations. And when he left, Ramanujacharya asked him, how did Yagnesh treat you? He said, no, his wife was very kind. She offered me a place. She gave me nice water. He said, let's go to Yagnesh's house. And Ramanujacharya with all his disciples went to Yagnesh's house. Now Yagnesh's wife was very, very poor and Yagnesh was not at home. So how would she cook? So in that village, there was a wicked rich man who always wanted to exploit Lakshmi, who wanted to enjoy Lakshmi. But she would always, you know, refuse. But that day she decided that I will go to his house. She went to this wicked rich person's house and she said, my Guru Maharaj has come to my house and I need to cook. I will fulfill all your desires tonight, but you please give me some bhoga to cook. And she took all the bhoga. He gave her. He was very happy because he was waiting for this chance for so many years. So she took all the bhoga home and she cooked and she served. And when she was serving, Yagnesh came back. So he was very surprised to see, you know, how is she cooking such opulent items? So then he served Guru Maharaj, all the disciples, and then he asked his wife, how did you get this? And she said, I'm so sorry, my husband, but I had to do this today. So he said, and when they were discussing, Ramanujacharya came there. So Ramanujacharya realized actually what was the situation. So Ramanujacharya took Mahaprasad, all his leftovers, and he gave it to Lakshmi. He said, go with this leftover to that person's house and give him this. So she took Mahaprasad of Ramanujacharya and went to that lady's house, that person's house. And he said, my Guru Maharaj was so happy and he has given this Mahaprasad for her. So he was so excited and happy that she had come. So he ate. As soon as he ate the Mahaprasad of Ramanujacharya, his consciousness completely changed. It was a miracle. And he changed his consciousness. And he fell down at the feet of Lakshmi. He said, I'm so sorry that I made this, you know, very, very wrong thing. I did this with you and I'm so sorry. Please, please forgive me. And then Lakshmi was very happy. She came back and she served her spiritual master. So we can see from this pastime that how Ramanujacharya and Lakshmi, they had such relationship that Lakshmi was ready to do anything for her spiritual master. But Ramanujacharya was so pleased that he could change the situation. So we can see that serving guests from all the different Ramayana, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, so many pastimes are there where it is shown that you make sacrifices, you please the devotees, or you can to go to any extent to serve a guest. And also fifth canto explains, if you don't serve the guest properly, there are two hells waiting for you. One hell is, it is Krumi Bhojana hell. Where so if you don't serve your guests properly, if you don't give them proper food or proper water, you are thrown into a lake of these worms where they eat you for eternity. And the other hell is, if you don't serve your guests properly, then you go to this hell which is called Paryavartan. And Paryavartan, all the vultures are waiting, and as soon as you go, they pluck out your eyes. And again you get your eyes and again they pluck out your eyes. So it is very, very... So Bhagavatam explains a variety, right from what benefits you get by serving the devote guest, and right from if you don't serve the guest, what happens. So we must understand that this is such an important principle. And I would just end with a small story which happened recently in a village. I came across a story. There was a lady very, very poor lady, a laborer. She had no money. Every day she would go out in the fields, work, collect some money, and whatever money she would get, she would eat with that. So that day, you know, one day she was sitting in the, she would, so poor that she would not even lock her house. She was so poor. So one day in the morning, she got, you know, somebody knocked her house and she saw a poor beggar was there. And this beggar was asking that, can you please give me some warm water? Because this is summer season and I have not taken bath. And because I don't take bath, my body becomes very itchy. So I don't get sleep in the entire night. If you keep, please give me warm water. Say, no, it is in this Maharashtra, you know, we don't get water easily. We have to travel for such a long distance every day morning to just get some water. Say, please give me. Then something within her heart told her that she should do this. So she warmed little water and gave it to him. He just took bath and he went. Next day morning, he again came. And she said, but I knew, that's why I didn't want to give you this yesterday. He said, please, mother, yesterday you gave me this water and I could sleep peacefully. So she didn't want to give, but she gave some water. Third day, she was expecting that he will come. So she fetched extra water for him. So when he came, she had kept that water warm for him. Fourth day, he came with one more beggar. So she was like, you know, what do you think this place is? He said, mother, she is also very old and because of lack of water, you know, he cannot take proper bath. So then she decided, okay, whoever comes, I'm going to do this. She warmed the water and she gave. And from that day onwards, her house became the news spread. And every morning, so many beggars would come. And without telling anything, she would fetch extra water. And the villagers, when they came to know that she is doing this service, people would, you know, I'm going on cycle, I would fetch some extra water for you. Somebody would get extra wood. Somebody gave her tumbler, somebody gave her some, gamchas that you can serve this. And one very rich lady, you know, she is Sudha Murthy from Infosys. She does a lot of philanthropy. So when she came to know that this lady, her name was Ganga, he said, Ganga, you are purifying at your house, you are giving water to everyone and bathing them. He said, I want to give you, you know, few stocks of soaps and gamchas. So she folded and she said, Sudha Murthy ji, I appreciate what you are telling me to do, but actually I never lock my house. So the moment you give me this, I'll have to start locking my house. And if I give them now, they will have start expectation that I have to give them every time. And once you will give me again, if you don't give me, I cannot go out in anxiety searching for people who will give me this soap and who will give me this gamcha. So I appreciate, but you can give it to them, but I let me give only warm water. So we can see from this culture, even now it is present, where every guest, whatever capacity you have, you serve them because they are the guests of Gokulanand and we are the servant of Gokulanand.